Reflection 6. There is much in the preceding account to excite and encourage God's people to earnest prayers and endeavors for the advancement and enlargement of the kingdom of Christ in the world. Brainerd set us an excellent example in this respect. He sought the prosperity of Zion with all his might, and preferred Jerusalem above his chief joy. How did his soul long for it and pant after it? How earnestly and often did he wrestle with God for it? And how far did he in these desires and prayers seem to be carried beyond all private and selfish views, being animated by a pure love to Christ, an earnest desire of his glory, and a disinterested affection to the souls of mankind? The consideration of this not only ought to be an incitement to the people of God, but may also be a just encouragement to them, to be much in seeking and praying for a general outpouring of the Spirit of God and an extensive revival of religion. I confess that God's giving so much of a spirit of prayer for this mercy to so eminent a servant of his, and exciting him in so extraordinary a manner, and with such vehement thirstings of soul to agonize in prayer for it from time to time, through the course of his life, is one thing among others, which gives me great hope that God has a design of accomplishing something very glorious for the interest of his church before long. One such instance as this, I conceive, gives more encouragement than the common, cold, formal prayers of thousands. As Brainerd's desires and prayers for the coming of Christ's kingdom were very special and extraordinary, so I think we may reasonably hope that the God who excited those desires and prayers will answer them with something special and extraordinary. And in a particular manner do I think it worthy of notice for our encouragement that he had his heart unusually drawn out in longings and prayers for the flourishing of Christ's kingdom on earth when he was in the approaches of death, and that with his dying breath he breathed out his departing soul into the bosom of his Redeemer in prayers and pantings after the glorious event, expiring in very great hope that it would soon begin to be fulfilled. I would not conclude these reflections without a grateful acknowledgement of the mercy of God in the circumstances of Brainerd's death, and especially the gracious dispensation of Providence to me and my family, in so ordering that he, though the ordinary place of his abode was more than 200 miles distant, should be brought to my house in his last sickness, and should die here. Thus we had opportunity for much acquaintance and conversation with him, to show him kindness in such circumstances, to see his dying behavior, to hear his dying speeches, to receive his dying counsels, and to have the benefit of his dying prayers. May God in infinite mercy grant that we may ever retain a proper remembrance of these things, and make a due improvement of the advantages we have had in these respects. The Lord grant also that the foregoing account of Brainerd's life and death may be for the great spiritual benefit of all who shall read it, and prove a happy means of promoting the revival of true religion. Amen.